Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
A star, a moon, a magnolia, a ghost, a wolf.
Hey everyone, this is Patrick Foster on behalf of Jim Linehan. I want to welcome you to this episode of Rockin' the Suburbs. Today is the conclusion of our interview with filmmaker Tommy Nikoloff, who is currently has a documentary about the early years of Jason Molina's musical career out there doing the rounds of the festivals. And we'll wrap up our conversation today with some fascinating topics. I want to thank Tommy very much for his time, and I want to thank Scott Parks very much for his key part in setting all this up and bringing this together. So thank you, Scott, very much for doing that. The website is mentioned in the episode. It is yffio.com. You can go there and learn everything about the film. And before we jump into this last part of the conversation, I just want to mention briefly that the new music deadline for May 2026 new music is tomorrow, June 16th, if you're listening to this on the day it's released. We're going to have a couple episodes in between them, but we're going to start this week with new music. So please, please, please get your picks in. Love to hear from everybody. And thank you to those who have already done so. Much appreciated. All right, folks, with that, we are going to turn it over to the last part of our conversation. I got it threaded up on the big reel-to-reel player here in Rockin' the Suburbs World Headquarters. And I'm going to reach over and hit play now, and we're going to finish up our conversation with Tommy Nikoloff. I will say to listeners for background, I mean, some of the information, Tommy, you've worked in California, you worked in the Peace Corps in Zambia, you've worked for Federal Emergency Management Administration, so you know of what you're saying. It's not like, you know, you've just done one thing. You've seen a lot of different sides of the world. So to hear you say that you don't have a choice now and you're going down this path to art, that's very inspiring, I think.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's been a 54-year series of unfortunate events for the most part. but it all works out, right? And the
right.
And the, you know, a friend of mine posted something on my old buddy Luther posted something like, you know, if you're experiencing these challenges, like that's just a test of what you, if you really want what you're going after or not. And so I messaged back to him, and they're like, because the other side of that is it might be telling you you're just completely on the wrong track. Right. So you bump up against that barrier and then you change direction. You bump up against that barrier. And that's what I've been doing. That's what I've been doing my whole life. But didn't quit.
Yeah.
And that's the only way. That's the only way that you can find something that fits is if you don't quit. And I've been lucky enough to have, you know, friends and family around me that have dealt with several versions of me.
Well, it can't be easy. And I wonder how, you know, going into it, how much of it did you have planned out? Did you have the whole thing storyboarded out from start to finish when you began? Or was it more of a process than step one's going to lead me, show me where step two is and down the line?
So with the idea, with Christy pitching the idea of leading up to this family reunion, we had cousins come from the UK, Pacific Northwest. Christy came up from San Diego. And during that family reunion, we shot for at least a week, maybe 8 days, with nothing other than a checklist of like, we need the lake, we need the lighthouse, we need the river. We set up a few interviews with people, barely had, I mean, had some degree of outline of questions, but didn't even consider making that much of a plan.
Wow. Interesting.
And just like learned every step as it went and review footage and then realized like, oh, that was a really good question. That was a really good answer. Should probably ask that again next time. Right. So But there wasn't a lot of time to reflect. I mean, even to the degree that there's kind of a like almost a reenactment scene of the 1990 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
One of our cousins, Rudy Jurasic, came from the UK. He happened to have a drone, and we're like, oh, it'd be awesome to use.
Yeah.
So we got drone footage in the film from that day. No planning at all. Because the 17-year-old kid came from the UK, right? And it worked.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of how it happened the whole time. That's how it's still happening, actually.
I love it. Did you find that the landscape being such a big part of the story has changed significantly, you know, over the past 30-plus years, you know, when Jason was growing up and you were growing up? Does it seem like you still get a good sense of what that is?
You know, I mean, everything from you can still, through the people, through, you know, private cultural clubs, through the food, like you can still see remnants of 1920 here.
Right. Wow.
You can still see Lake hasn't changed. Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, so many people, like friends of mine who have never seen a Great Lake, they're like, that's not a lake. That's an ocean. Right. It's so,
no doubt. Yes.
It's kind of like, it's like one, it's like you're standing in the middle of the Grand Canyon. Cause you could it goes forever, you know? So yeah, a lot of the geographic stuff is just not ever going to change. And that you can also still see, you know, the steel mill is still here. It's a behemoth.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like a ghost. It's a ghost of that.
Wow. That's cool.
And I think that we're far enough away from that past manufacturing and steelmaking prosperity that, you know, generations younger than me they had to make their future for themselves because there was no foundation to stand on.
Right.
And I think we've seen a lot more. We're seeing a lot more art. There's a lot more music. I mean, the Spine Riders and Sneezing Weasels were the only bands that I knew in town in 1988. Right? I mean, there's people playing music everywhere. And we've got, you know, a few new, it was just at Speak of the Devil where we shot three interviews of the film there. And one of the proprietors, Kurt, is in there. And I mean, we've got one of the best whiskey bars in the country in Lorain right now. That was,
wow.
And they're only about 8 years in, right? So we got a brand new stage right on the Black River. They just played the first show there on Friday. And, you know, things are slowly coming up, but I think it's good that it's been at a very measured pace without some rich guy with $500 million coming in and buying up everything for 10 square miles and then, you know, sticking a McDonald's or whatever other chain stuff there. So we're getting there. So it's definitely changing. And it's a slow renaissance, you know, the Renaissance.
There you go. Well, I like how you mentioned the steel mill being a ghost, because again, ghosts and spirits, they've always played a huge role in Molina's music. And so for the ghost of the steel mill that he used to look out over the water at, being kind of not a central character in your movie, but at least being a character in your movie, that like is kind of apropos in my mind, that you've got that part of it and it's changed to the point where, again, it is more of a ghost, which, you know, he would always talk about ghosts. So I thought that was really cool.
Put my bones in an empty street. To remind me how it used to be. gonna write my name on a star. Bring a Coleman lantern and a radio and watch with me from the shore. Ghostly steel and iron ore, ships coming home.
To ever say, well, Jason was saying this, or right. He's communicating this, or what he was talking about, except for Blue Factory Flame, because I'm 100% certain, like, that's his ode to Lorain, Ohio.
If right? It isn't, I don't know what it would be, because that was his childhood, right? Like, he yeah. would see that flame at coming out of the top of it, and
exactly.
it talks about him sitting alongside the water listening to a Cleveland game. So
right.
yeah exactly. Such a good song.
Yeah, and that was they grew up in a trailer park right on West Erie Avenue, which was right on the lake. And I don't want to give too much away about this, but there's a tree of some significance there. And I stopped by and I talked to him quite often there. And it's
nice.
I mean, it's like when you see it written, like, he grew up on the shore of Lake Erie. That's literal.
It was the literal shore of Lake Erie.
It's like out the door, 10 feet, goes down, lagoon. I mean, it's like right there.
Amazing.
Yeah. So, you know, like Horizon. Horizon is another common lyric. Waves, whether they're that's electrical or that's the way, you know, I set my pulse to the Great Lakes pulse. I set my pulse to the short waves pulse. Well, most of the time, Lake Erie has really short, short waves, right? Or is that amplitude? But that's how metaphor happens.
Wolf-headed conjurer in the crossroads. Green Isle
One thing I wanted to ask you, Tommy, before we wrap up is, if you look at the poster, there are two things I wanted to ask, actually. One, the film features animation kind of mixed with either still photographs, right, or footage. Talk a little bit about why you chose to do that and, how that all came together. Because I think that's a very unique and creative approach to this, and very, very Jason Molina-like.
I appreciate you seeing it that way, because it's, that's part of the punk DIY thing. It's like you use what's available and you get out of it what you can. And the fact of the matter is that in 1989, we were not walking around with computers on our pockets.
No.
Right? I mean, now you see these knuckleheads walking around with cameras on their glasses, right? Like everything is being recorded. Yeah. That was not the case in a dying steel town in 1989, right? Like very few people had. So like the found footage from that time period, I think is almost exclusively from talent shows at the high school.
Wow.
Because the high school had a camera, but could buy tapes to record right? A lot of photographs, but there is some level of expectation that you're going to have an overwhelming amount of found footage in a documentary. Not available. So, I had to supplement what there was with something. And Jason has talked about it sometimes, like he's in his songwriting, he kind of would set up a rubric of some sort and then use that as almost a toy or an inspiration to do his song development. So I did the same thing with many of the icons that he developed, one being the representation of the North Star that we see in so much in certainly in the Eight Gates album cover by William Schaff. Which I was like, Will, I'm kind of drawing your star. He's like, dude, that's not mine. Like Spanish sailors were using that in the 17th century, 16th century, right? So it's based on that star and the moon, which both kind of, inhabit the within the circle. So, out of that came a star, a moon, a magnolia, a ghost, a wolf, and then I don't think this is giving it away, but I was saying what we were talking about with Jason's music. He's not doing the work for you. He's just opening a door.
Yep.
Well, he also loved Choose Your Own Adventure books as a kid, as so many of us did in the 80s. And so those animations and those drawings kind of become chapter headings in Choose Your Own Adventure books. and it was fun. It was just fun. So you put all that together and people seem to think it works, which I'm super pleased about.
And I should tell listeners, if you want some more information, or especially if you know somebody that's connected in any way to film or a festival or owns a theater or an event space, you can go to yffio.com and you can see a lot of information about the film and those things. Help the Film is a link right there at the top. But you can also see this beautiful poster for the movie. And that was the other thing I wanted to ask you about, Tommy. The tagline here is, don't let the truth get in the way of a ghost story. And without giving away too much, why did you choose that as the tagline?
I love how there was one review that said the title itself, you efforts figure it out, a Jason Molina story, is more of an invitation than it is a challenge.
Yeah.
There are so many things that Jason left incomplete or open for interpretation. So, yet he seems to speak some truth, capital T truth, no less, right?
Yeah.
So the T is capitalized in that line.
Yes.
And the saying is, don't let the truth get in the way of a good story. And, the fact of the matter is I have goosebumps right now. Like Jason is right here, man. He's right here. He ain't going nowhere forever. And he had a fascination with the supernatural. That's maybe one of my favorite scenes in the film. Like, and again, completely unplanned. And I don't think there's any harm in this. So we just shot all these interviews and then we went back and looked, right? Well, his sister Ashley gets spooked because she thinks Jason came in the room.
Whoa. Right? Wow. Yeah.
Lights go off.
Wow.
Things fall over. Like, all these crazy things happen in every single interview.
Wow.
And that became the spinal cord of the film. That was the first decision. Just watch everything, read everything. Holy smokes, that happened. Every crazy time, right? So
that's magic.
Yeah, magic. Hopefully that was him voicing his support of the project.
Let's hope so.
Y'all need to stop this right now, but I think
it was just Jason being Jason and just giving you a hard time, right?
Yeah,
that's all
right.
It was him being there making life, you know, not difficult but just fun.
Yeah, right. making his presence known, as he does so often.
I got my window open in the Southern Cross Hotel. It's been my longest night, I can tell. By the way, I'm not surprised to see the desert cover over I've made more mistakes than that just tonight. So all of you folks in heaven, not too busy ringing the bells. Some of us down here ain't doing very well. Some of us with our windows open in the Southern Cross Hotel. Still,
Scott, you did record Parks Life, your radio show with Tommy, and probably will have aired by the time folks hear this, but it's available on Mixcloud. You can go and find the recording. Tell us a little bit about how that went and what the approach was. Did you have an idea, or you just spinning some Molina and going from there?
You know, I reached out to Tommy to see if he'd be interested in doing Parks Life just because I had seen his post regarding his film. And of course, being a Molina obsessive that I am, wanted to talk to him and just kind of get to know a little bit more about the movie and just threw it out there. Would you be interested in coming on my show and then maybe recording a podcast episode with you? And he was receptive right away. And I said, can you just shoot me a playlist? What playlist you would want? Roughly 2 hours, where the show's going to be around 3 hours is when all is said and done, because we had such an incredible conversation. But I took that playlist and I kind of supplemented a little bit here and there to fill it out. And I think it's incredible, to be honest with you.
Wonderful.
I think what we came up with is an amalgamation of live performances from Jason, either commercially released or some unreleased. We've got commercial releases from Songs of Hiya, Magnolia Electric Company, Jason Molina solo. We have covers from numerous artists, and I think it is going to turn out to be the best thing that I've ever personally been involved in. So,
wow.
Yeah. So I hope it's available on Mixcloud. I might have to do a little bit of editing to be able to cut down because there are some limitations on the number of songs per artist. So I'm hoping I have no problem, but it will be there regardless in some form or another, maybe minus a song or two. Or I'll find some other way to get out there. I'll put it on CDs. Okay, yeah. I'll put it on a cassette tape and mail you a copy.
Yeah,
I'll put it on DVD. I'll put it anywhere to get this out there because I want this movie to see the light of day everywhere. And I want to see it. It's a personal thing. I personally want to see this movie. And so I want to do whatever I can to get it out there for me to be able to see it, but also for everybody else to be able to see it because you get goosebumps. It's like, you know, like this, it's crazy. It's awesome. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah, 4.5 years in, like it still happens, right?
Yeah, wow.
You know, it's like you can still feel that energy. And of all the magical things that have happened, you know, the conversations after the film have been astounding. I mean, I can't tell you how many people have picked up a guitar for the first time in years or, you know, wrote a song. Somebody talked to somebody a couple of days ago, like, my creative block is finally gone. Like, it's the first song I've written in 5 years. Like, you know, I'm 54. 54 used to be really old. Like 54 used to be like, that's the person you are and you're not, your evolution is done. You're just going to wait to die in 25 or 30 years if you're lucky. Right. And that is not the case any longer. And so I'm really proud of our generation because people are making big life decisions. Right. And one was kind of made for me and I just didn't quit. And I think that's from my side as the filmmaker, that's the message that I didn't even know I wanted to convey, but people are picking up on it.
And yeah, absolutely.
Let's face it. I could tell you from my experience as an 18-year-old kid that lesson would have applied to me. And I just didn't know how to listen and I just didn't know how to carry through. So aside from being a fan of Jason's or being relatively nearly geographically located, I mean, you know, if people are getting that out of the film, that's a success I never could have planned
for. Wow, that's really cool. That's very, very cool. It is very inspiring. The whole project is very, very inspiring. I certainly hope everything happens that you want to happen with the movie, that's for sure.
If there's anybody out there with $500,000 that wants to be an executive producer, send me an email through the website.
Yes, and that's a good point. All the contact info is there. So, you know, if anybody knows anybody who feel like you want to put something together or help, just check it out. YFFIO.com. I will say it. You fuckers figure it out. That's a Jason Molina story. That's the title. That's the title, people. Tommy, thank you so much for your time, man. I really appreciate it. And Scott, do you have any comments you want to make as we wrap up?
I just want to say thanks to Tommy and just you know, I appreciate everything that you're putting together. And again, I just can't wait to see the movie and see the film and hopefully, you know, I was just going to say my son's 17 and I was listening to Trial and Errors with him yesterday. And it's just like the music continues on forever. Right. No matter what.
And I also hope, you know, people spend a little more time with Molina if you haven't done it. Because as we said at the beginning, I think for our audience and our listenership and all of our crowd, it's kind of a perfect fit for your sensibilities. So, Tommy, anything you want to say before we close up here?
Well, just everybody keep spreading the word, whether it's one-to-one on social media. There's a post of Jason as 17-year-old right now playing a live show at Peabody's Down Under in 1991, handing his girlfriend a rose from the stage. It's got about 12,000 views in the first 24 hours, which is outstanding. Wow. So just like stuff, share stuff, comment stuff, the things that you take for granted, the things if you had a band that you would want your friends to do for you, that simple engagement. And so many people are asking about fundraising. There are people have been helping on their own. It's difficult to start a fundraiser when I don't yet know how much money is necessary to make this thing real. So yeah, please be patient with that. But I mean, people have sent anywhere from $200 to $3. And it's also deeply appreciated. And it's been, I mean, I think like maybe $3,000 or $4,000 has been raised like that, which paid for my Adobe subscriptions and a bunch of stuff for a year. So it's keeping gas in the tank.
All the things you need.
Super grateful. Yeah.
Traveling to these film festivals is not free.
Well, hopefully Melbourne, Australia happens, but I don't think I'll be making that one.
Well, I might have some friends in Australia. I have a playlist coming up in a couple of weeks on Parks Life from somebody who lives in Sydney. So
maybe
I could get somebody down there to help you out down there too. You never know.
You never know.
Do they have a private jet?
And I'm sure.
I wish they did.
And I'm sure, Scott, you will keep us updated on the progress of the film if it's planned. Sounds like Atlanta will happen this summer, so that's very cool. Let me know. Morgantown's only about 4 hours, 4.5 from me, so I'd be happy to do that.
Oh, right on. So, we're looking at it's September, October, hopefully. We're working on a date and a venue, but a number of artists are – we're hoping to replicate Huntington as closely as we possibly can because
very cool.
For a one shot at that event, I mean, it was perfect.
All right. Well, Scott Parks, thank you very much. Folks, it's Tommy – Nikoloff, and the film is about Jason Molina. You fuckers figure it out, a Jason Molina story. Keep your eye out, spread the word, and thank you guys very much for making this happen, and I'm very, very happy to introduce this whole thing to the Rock in the Suburbs listenership. So thank you guys very, very much.
Deeply appreciate y'all. Thank you, Patrick.
Thanks, Scott.
All right.
Yeah, thanks, Tommy.
And with that, we will talk to you guys tomorrow.
Hammer down, heaven down. I saw the light in the old gray. Sometimes I forget how I've always been sick, and I don't have the will to keep fighting it. Hammer down, heaven bound. Hammer down, heaven. When it's been my ghost on the empty road, I think the stars are just the neon lights shining through the dance floor, shining through the dance floor of heaven on a Saturday. I saw the light. I saw the light.
It broke my heart to leave the city. I mean, it broke what wasn't broken there already.